a quote I heard that I liked was, be quick to see where religious people are right. You know, it's all really obvious where religious people are wrong, you know, because we sort of hear about it on the news. But, like, where religious people are right, you know, sort of togetherness, selflessness, relationship with a deeper self, acceptance of death and the possibility of transcendence of the, you know, human primal self. Those things are all really beautiful ideas that have kind of lost their way in you know, that term scientism, the idea that sort of science has got into territories that science can't really handle, because we come to a juddering full stop at certain points, you know, like what happened on the Tuesday before the Big Bang, you know, because like materialism materialism and individualism are hard things to overcome. If, like, if we have as our dominant mindset, I'm only going to believe shit that I can prove, then you are just an individual, and you may as well just do, you know, why not just spend your life fucking as many people as you can and accumulating as much material as you can, because nothing exists unless you can see it, measure it, weigh it, contain it, and fuck it. You know, if that is, you know, the dominant belief system, which sort of materialism, consumerism, capitalism, I think all dovetail on that premise. Mm-hmm. You know, this is all that's real. You know, that's how you can have the chronic ecological disrespect, is because, it doesn't matter what happens after you're dead. They go, well, what about my fucking children? Right. Even just on a practical level, I've got to live on this fucking pebble in infinite space.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if you're just like, well, we've not really thought about that. You know, sort of an inability to accept, you know, like certain. And I know that you're sort of like a. I don't wholesale buy any dominant theory, but I think it's clear to me that, do you know what I believe in? On an individual level and on a cultural level, if something is possible, you should be trying to fucking do it. So as soon as people realise, hold on a minute, that's having a negative impact, or, hey, this is a better way of using our resources and our utilities, as soon as you realise it, you should be moving towards it. They say wisdom is acting on knowledge. Once you've recognised, oh, fossil fuels are running out, it's like, right, fucking hell, we better start working on the basis that we're fucked. We better start looking at alternative energy sources. We better look at different alliances. You know, and you just say, like, knowing those things and not doing them, it makes me very, very uneasy, because it makes me think, who benefits from ignoring this stuff? Who's running this show? If it's having all of the, you know, if it's creating all this rage, all this unease, all this fear in your country and in my country now, times of great, great disease and uncertainty for people, really looking for something. And no, these institutions are just saying, just, you know, carry on. There's no sort of alternative. No one's going to, like, you know, no one now is going to see himself as part of a religious community in the same way, or a sort of one of the dead ideologies of the last century. And meanwhile, we're in this sort of peculiar state of looming crisis that feels kind of fucking mad to me.
Well, we're definitely in a state of looming crisis, but to unpack this whole thing, you started off with this idea of what happened the Tuesday before the Big Bang and how science can't really answer that. Well, they can't answer it yet. Like, the problem is, once they gather more data, it might be 100 years from now or 1,000 years from now, they can say, oh, well, here, we've done the calculations and we understand now that it's an infinite cycle of birth and death, and the universe is constantly expanding and contracting, and this is the process that we're a part of. It's infinite, and it's never started, and it's never ending. Now, it goes on and on and on.
I think you're probably bloody right, mate, but, like, that idea that you just espoused is in 5,000-year-old fucking documents, like, called the Upanishads. You know, those ideas are there already. So when we fucked off religion 100 years ago because it was causing too much, you know, arse ache, we kicked out of some of the ideas that are only now just being discovered.
Right, but those ideas are just to be contemplated right now and to be considered, whereas science is trying to find definitive evidence that they do or don't represent the reality of our timeline. And once they do, then they'll be able to talk about it. But right now, what they're doing is they're examining the evidence that the Big Bang exists and what could have possibly caused that.
Yeah, that. Right? Now, see, what my difficulty is that when any ideology behaves dogmatically and prohibitively, prevents further exploration.
Like what's an example of that?
The nature of consciousness. No one knows why consciousness impacts matter in the way it does in the subquantum world. No, we can't fucking, we've come to a point where it's like, oh fuck. Like, you know, like if you were like that, the famous double slit theory that an observed particle behaves differently. Like, you know, that a particle and wave can change its essential nature,
you know,
depending on whether or not it's being observed.
Misrepresented, though, when it's been explained to me by people who actually understand it. What it really is that we're measuring these particles, and in the act of measuring, you're changing the results because you're using something to measure it.
Yes. Yes, but yeah.
But it gets represented as all this woo-woo craziness.
But what I think is interesting, Joe, is somewhere between this woo-woo craziness and the kind of a flat, mundane, look, this is life, you're born, you die, you eat food, shit comes out your arsehole territory. Somewhere in there is a mystery that there, behind your eyes, behind Jimbo Jamie's eyes and my eyes, there is a constant, there is this consciousness, there is this awareness, there's this inexplicable experience that you've had on DMT, experiences that I've had through yoga and through LSD, right, that suggests to me that consciousness itself is the dominant force. Consciousness is not just one more phenomena, it is the seat of all phenomena. And when people are saying, oh, there's this thing that's God, what they are saying is there is an absolute consciousness and all is contained within it. All matter at some point has come from consciousness. These realms, they're experienced through psychedelic or extreme, you know, personal experiments like your cryogenic things or your flotation tanks, all suggest a phenomenon beyond individual consciousness. There's something else there. And the very fact that, you know, that it's in that consciousness, even by the process of measuring, is influencing and impacting reality. I don't think that, you know, I'm not taking that to the extremes. I know what you mean, mate. Some people go, oh, that means your mind can control shit. I mean, I don't think it means that. It means that reality is only reality when you look at it. That's what it's kind of getting towards. A bloody good book that I reckon your listeners will be bang into is called Biocentrism by a man called Robert Lanza, who he did the best breakdown I've ever read of that double slit experiment and of the you know, made me understand for the first time that reality is happening within your own consciousness. It's not an external phenomena at all. That, you know, like he explained it in very ways that I could understand, of like he went, you know, you sort of think of something totally mundane. He went, like, you know, the experience of going into your kitchen in the night and turning the light on. Is your kitchen fridge still there when you go back downstairs? He goes, when you do go into your kitchen and turn the light on, he goes, you know, parcels of photons come down, they interact with the optic nerve, they're inverted in your consciousness. He goes, you know, so whatever it is that's in your kitchen when you're not looking at it, it ain't the same as when you are looking at it. It's an interpretive reality. And one of the ways that I've sort of reduced this down from my own simple understanding is this, that if none of us had a sense of smell, if you didn't, I didn't, Jamie didn't, and then how would the concept of smell make sense? How would you go, oh, there's paint, there's bacon? With none of us would have the instrument to receive it. So right, that whole thing would be off the agenda. So I think that there are streams of energy, streams of data for which we do not have the instruments to receive. So we totally discount it because we simply don't have the instruments to receive it. And I said once in my stand-up, as a matter of fact, like, you know, my cat doesn't know there's an internet. The internet does not enter the realm of my cat's consciousness, but the fucking internet's out there. We're out here having all these fucking experiences. Yeah. And like all those realms that we're experiencing in these various sort of psychedelic states, or, you know, however they're achieved, is an indication to me that there's another reality. Now, where does that become fucking relevant to what we're talking about? For me, here, where it does is one of the continual ideas that keeps re-emerging to connect us back to where we were with Joe Campbell at the beginning is there is this fucking sense of oneness and believing ourselves to be individual and believing that the dominant thing in our lives to be material, that fucks us up because people will kill each other over that material. And once we sort of realise, no, the true thing about us is the consciousness, is the inner self. That's the real thing. Now, we're all out here, we're all in the game, we're all going to do shit and we're all going to make mistakes. But let's not have the material idea as the dominant social idea, because everyone's agreed with that, whether they're communist or capitalist or fascist or whatever. Everyone's saying, no, the main thing is this shit that's out here. And it's like that connects to those primal drives, because, you know, that if that taps into your sexual drive, you can never have enough pussy. If that gets into your status drive, you can never have enough status and power. You know, so like, we're all going to still feel those things. I'm still going to be a cunt 25 times a day. But it'd be nice if the cultural ambience was, oh, don't worry, Russell, you'll be back to your normal self in a minute, of feeling that we're all one and we're all connected. Not, yeah, well, of course, I'd feel like that. You know, like that. And that's what frightens me about the culture of our countries at the moment, is it's endorsing the worst aspects of our nature. It's acculturating the worst aspects of our nature instead of the best aspects of our nature. And for me, there's no fucking difference between left and right in the current political sphere, because they're all making the same argument. They're all saying, come and live out here in the material world.